Now time for a locker room chat with Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton after a 26-14 loss in their season finale against Troy. And coach, this is a game where you guys were in it for the first half. You guys were down 14-0 in the break, but some rough turnovers, some mistakes kind of got in your guys' way.
Right. You know, it kind of started off with the game with the kickoff return for a touchdown. That kind of deflated us a little bit, I'd say. But we came back and had a great drive. About 60-yard drive and or 50-yard drive, and just kind of fell short on turnover on downs, and played well the rest of the first quarter, and then right before half there was they scored a touchdown, and just unable to kind of score right at the end of the half, and came out and had an interception to start the second half, and they scored instantly, so kind of put us behind the eight ball. But we were able to run the ball effectively, which was good and something that we desperately needed to do. But just little plays, and little things and a little bit of bad luck, I think, kind of sprinkled in there. And, they played pretty well too themselves. So credit to them.
Yeah. And this is a Troy team that was pretty pass heavy. They attempted 25 passes, had 3 passing touchdowns, almost 200 passing yards. This is a passing attack that you guys haven't quite faced something similar to it this season. A couple instances, but this was a really strong Troy pass attack. Your thoughts on the way you guys were able to defend that?
Yeah, defensively, I thought we did what we needed to do. We kind of put ourselves in a position to be successful. I think just a couple minor plays, and one touchdown was a tip pass that we should have tipped down, but we got a finger on it and it landed in the back of the end zone to a Troy player. So just a little bit of that, but we knew that they were going to be throwing the ball a lot and throwing the ball and getting the ball on the outside to their athletes, and we're going to make them kind of force them to kind of run the football. And I thought for the most part we were able to do that, play defense good enough to win.
Yeah, and in the fourth quarter, you guys were able to come back and have a couple of touchdowns. What does that say about your team's resilience to fight all the way to the very end?
Yeah, I mean, this is a game that they don't want to quit in, for sure. And they did play hard, and they played it through to the end. And, we were a couple plays away from, kind of making things a little interesting there. So, it's like kick away. So, our kids played well, for the most part. We just had some minor mistakes, and that seems to kind of sum up our season to the most part, is just, not doing the little things and not focusing and just a little bit of bad luck. So,
all right, we're going to go take a quick break. We'll have more on this game and break down their playoff matchup against St. Mary's coming up here in just a bit here on Locker Room Chat. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton after their 26-14 loss against Troy. And coach, this is a game where, looking at some of the individual efforts, Elijah, he had himself a fantastic game, had a 40-yard run, 116 yards in total on just 15 carries. Your thoughts on the way he was able to run the football?
Yeah, he's a good back, and we knew we had to establish a run, and we thought we could, and that was definitely a boost for him, being able to see some holes and some confidence for our line that we can run the football, and especially when they know we're going to run it. So, it's definitely going to be a bigger challenge this week, but that's something that we need to staple our, be a staple on, as, weather changes, and who knows what weather can look like on Friday. So, definitely going to have to be able to keep the ball on the ground and give ourselves a chance.
And as for your guys' passing game, Beckham Griffin, do you feel like his stats were not quite indicative of the way he performed? He was 5 for 13, 36 yards, 3 picks, no touchdowns. Do you feel like he played a little better than his stats would indicate?
Yeah, I think so. We had a couple pass plays. One kind of hit the defender or hit our receiver at the same time he was getting hit in came out of his hands, and was an interception late in the half to end the half, which didn't hurt us. The one that did was coming out of halftime. There was a route, and he got hit as he was throwing, which had him underthrow it, and the kid undercut the route and made the interception. That was the one that hurt. But, he threw a lot of balls. He's getting a little bit better, easier on the reads. After watching the film, it was much. It looked a lot better on film than I thought it was on Friday night. But we knew we were going to have to run the football, but we have to be able to throw effectively and make reads and throw the ball and catch the ball. So
here with Riverside Head Football Coach Bryce Payton ahead of their game with St. Mary's, the reigning 1A state champion, after an 0-3 start with losses to very good teams like Rossville, Rock Creek, and Silver Lake. They've now won 5 games in a row coming into the playoffs. Coach, what do you know about the Bears? When you faced them yourself a couple years ago in 2021 and in 2020, you beat them that first year and then lost them the following year. What do you know about the Bears?
They had the biggest turnaround that I've witnessed in a year span from the first year we played them to the second year. They just were more physical and faster and stronger and just had everything that they needed to be really good. And then obviously they went on to win the state championship last year. Doesn't look like they missed much offensively this year. You know, looking at tape, you know, their linemen are physical and they're fast and they like to run down the field and they're all moving in sync and they know their offense and they run it pretty well. So it's definitely going to be a tough task. They're well coached and we're looking forward to the challenge.
Great stuff, Coach. Thank you so much for your time today in the season as well. This will be our final episode, but thank you so much for your time throughout the season. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
That was Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by MCON of Wathena and Euler Law Office.